With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Pennsylvania is the biggest prize among the seven critical swing states in the 2024 race. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is there as he tours the Blue Wall states.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have visited Pennsylvania far more often than other battlegrounds. The campaigns know the importance of this state, and so does this voter I spoke with.
I say as goes Pennsylvania, so goes the country. And now it's going to be Pennsylvania, I think, is the real linchpin.
It's Trump country here in Bedford County, but statewide it's neck and neck between the former president and the vice president as they race to secure Pennsylvania's 19 electoral votes. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Bedford, Pennsylvania.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says the pace of early voting is crushing previous records.
Voter turnout surpassed the 3.2 million mark and 3 million early voting, with 3,009,204 check-ins, shattering the previous early voting performance. If you look back in time on day 16 for early voting, in 2018, we had 1.3 million. 2020, we had 2.1 million. 2022, 1.7 million.
Few elections in the nation's history have provided such a divide as this year's, with the two major candidates and so many of their supporters saying the outcome will determine the fate of the country and whether it can hold to its independent democratic moorings. As they cast their ballots, voters have opinions on the divide that is as diverse and complex as the nation itself. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 378 points, the NASDAQ down 512. This is SRN News. Another victory for religious freedom in California.
This time it was Orthodox Jewish parents who won, as a three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the state cannot bar moms and dads from using a special education grant at a private religious school. The Beckett Fund went to bat for the parents and says, quote, "It was always wrong to cut Jewish kids off from getting disability benefits solely because they want to follow their faith. The court did the right thing by ruling against California's discrimination." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Florida are hoping amendments that would promote abortion and legalize marijuana will boost their turnout on Election Day. However, the number of voters registered as Democrats has tumbled in recent years in the state, effectively placing it firmly in the red column. The GOP has steadily narrowed the Democratic Party's lead in voter registrations in Florida for about a decade. This is SRN News. Voters in the mountain resort of South Lake Tahoe in California are voting whether vacation homeowners should be hit with a significant tax. We hear more on this story from correspondent Donna Warder reporting.
South Lake Tahoe's small community of voters are voting on Measure N, which would levy a flat tax of $3,000 on homes that are vacant 182 days of the year and $6,000 if homes are empty half of the year. That would pay for roads, transportation projects, and more affordable housing. Local renter Ryan Maxwell supports the measure.
There's a lot of houses, but not a lot are going for affordable prices.
But Tahoe homeowner Nancy Dunn says it's no one's business how many days of the year she's in her home.
I don't want to be told when I can or can't come up to Tahoe. I don't want to have to report to anyone where I'm going.
I'm Donna Warder.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.